It's time for One Man's Family now, and then it'll be time for the Quiz Kids. A full hour of entertainment. One Man's Family, then the Quiz Kids.
One Man's Family, brought to you by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine pharmaceutical products for nearly three quarters of a century. One Man's Family is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. Today we present Chapter 8, Book 74, entitled An Evening on the Terrace. It is evening now in Seacliff, San Francisco, and Henry Barber, sitting alone on his terrace, is aware of a sudden quiet settling on his son Jack's house next door. In a bedroom on the second floor, Jack is reading the last few paragraphs of a story, and his daughter, Sharon Ann, who is 7 years old and therefore privileged beyond the others, is sitting straight up in bed, wide-eyed with interest.
So the wealthy prince galloped with his lovely bride along a street of gleaming silver toward the towering golden castle.
Oh.
Leaving the white horses with the uniformed groom, he carried his happy princess up the jeweled steps and crossed the golden threshold into a room from the walls of which hung festoons of glittering diamonds. They were home, safe at last, and would live happily ever after. The end.
Oh.
Good, huh, Sharon Ann?
Why, they're just like us.
Now you snuggle down here and... What do you mean they're just like us?
Rich.
Well, where in the world did you get that idea?
Daddy, isn't Judge Hunter paying you lots of extra money?
Huh? Who told you that?
You got a great big raise at the office, so now we're wealthy.
Honey, look. After a long, long time at the office, ever since the war, Daddy did get a raise. But we aren't rich, sweetheart. Far from it.
But aren't we going to get an electric dishwasher?
Well, we're ordering one, Sharon, but...
And a new car, maybe? How could we get a dishwasher and a new car if we aren't wealthy?
See here, have you talked about this outside the family?
Well, no, except I talked to some people about the six white ponies.
What six white ponies?
Well, we girls were kind of hoping we could have six white ponies. We talked to some of the kids about that a little.
Well, I'm afraid there aren't going to be six white ponies. You can ride horseback at Uncle Nicky's ranch this summer.
Well, didn't we get a raise?
Daddy got a little teeny bit of a raise, yeah. It looks smaller the longer I have it. And there's the income tax, which you wouldn't understand.
Yes, I do, Daddy. Taxes will be worse before they're better.
Huh? Who said that?
Grandfather. He said taxes are terrible, and they'll be worse before they're better.
Yeah, well, he's right. But there's more than taxes, even. Well, anyhow, let's just forget it. Now, cover up here.
But, Daddy, I thought...
Honey, look, don't try to figure it out. Daddy got a little, tiny, microscopic, infinitesimal raise from Judge Hunter, which is very nice, and I'm glad to have it, but it's already practically... Well, never mind.
Daddy, may I say one thing?
Yes?
You and Mama talked about it. I heard you. Daddy, what does evaporate mean?
Huh?
Evaporate. What does that mean? You said your raise evaporated. What's that?
Just go to sleep now, Sharon.
But look how light it is.
Now, I'm not going to explain daylight saving anymore. It's light, but it's bedtime,
oh, Jack.
So... Yes, Nicolette? I'm in here with Sharon.
Oh, and how sweet she looks, too.
Why, Sharon, who brushed your hair?
Daddy, he brushed it a long time.
Oh, how soft and pretty. Good night kiss, huh? Mm. And what a nice smell.
I used bubble bath.
So did everybody. Six such fragrant little girls I never did see. Jack, Betty has not been out of this house for 3 whole days. Why don't you take her to a movie? She's tired tonight. It would do her good, I think.
Yeah, maybe that's an idea, Nicolette. What time is it?
Oh, there's lots of time before the second show starts. You'll find Betty with the little ones. Go ask her, huh?
Okay, that's a swell idea. Good night, Pumpkin.
Night, Daddy.
You go ahead. I'll fix the window, Jack.
Okay. Thanks, Nicolette.
It's such a nice long twilight now, Sharon, isn't it? Mmm, it's a lovely evening. So soft and warm. There.
Nicolette?
Yes?
What does evaporate mean?
Evaporate? Let's see how to explain. Well, you boil water. Up comes steam. Off it goes in vapor and disappears. Just whew, and it's gone.
Oh, what happens when money evaporates?
Oh, that's just a way of speaking, Sharon. It means it's gone.
Oh.
Well, why are you looking so sad? What's the matter, darling?
Oh, I thought we were going to be like the wealthy prince and have six white ponies and live happily ever after. But now we're not.
What's all this?
Oh, nothing. It sure is hard to know what's happening, Nicolette. One day this family is rich, and then the next day the money is all evaporated. I'm beginning to think money is awful hard to understand.
Friends, today the Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and Tabsin, are proud to introduce a new and wonderful product. Its name, Bactine. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. A really remarkable new family antiseptic. Yes, after 4 years of intensive scientific research, this wonderful product is now available to you. Bactine is a powerful yet gentle family antiseptic and household germicide. And it's like nothing you've ever used before. Bactine has many, many uses. It gives you in one bottle an antiseptic, bactericide, cleanser deodorant, and fungicide. You'll be hearing and reading about Bactine because it is a really important discovery in medical science. Bactine has been commended by the Consumer Service Bureau of Parents Magazine, and we want you to try Bactine. Miles makes it possible for you to become acquainted with Bactine by making this special trial offer for a limited time only. They will send you a regular full 30-cent bottle of Bactine for only 10 cents. Send your dime to Miles Laboratories, Department 1, Elkhart, Indiana, and you will receive this liberal trial bottle of Bactine. We know what an amazing product this is and want you to know it too. So send for your trial bottle of Bactine today. That's 10 cents to Miles Laboratories, Department 1, Elkhart, Indiana. Send for your trial bottle of Bactine today. And now, Henry Barber, alone on his terrace, is getting a bit restless.
Henry! Oh, Fanny!
What is it, Henry?
It's nice, warm twilight out here, Fanny. It's very nice here on the terrace.
Just a minute, Henry.
Yeah, it's too beautiful to stay indoors, Fanny. Twilight like this shouldn't be wasted.
Oh, wait till I get around.
Tell Cleaver to come out. You're both wasting the very best part of the evening. Cooped up inside. What is she doing, Fanny? You're going to miss this light on the flowers. You're going to miss it.
Yes, Henry, I see it. 30 minutes is your absolute limit, isn't it?
Huh?
I timed you.
Time me? Time me what?
You can't spend more than 30 minutes alone without shouting for somebody to keep you company.
That has nothing to do with it, Fanny. Now, look at that sky, all of it, overhead, too. You want to miss that? The light lingering long after the sun is down. A kind of memory of the day, eh, Fanny? Oh, Cleaver, come and see the twilight.
Can just anybody come there?
Huh?
Oh, here's Claudia Nicholas.
Good evening, Mother Barber. Father Barber, good evening, sir.
Oh, it's so beautiful. We just couldn't stay at home. Well, we're so glad you walked over.
Yes, an unusual evening. Here, pull up chairs. Shameful to be indoors.
Oh, I could walk for hours. This is just our first stop, Dad.
Huh? Did I hear the lilting voice of my very own twin? Hi, Nicky. Hello.
Clifford, old boy. How's the golf?
Oh, I give all I've got, and I just barely break 100 on a good day. Hi, Claude.
Pull a chair around here.
I bet you. Hey, you look kind of pretty tonight. Where'd that dress come from?
Nicky brought it back yesterday when he went up to Sky Ranch.
I saw it in a little shop in Woodside. It seemed to have Claudia's name on it. It said Claudia Barber Lacey. Spoke right up.
Yelled at you through a plate glass window, huh?
It did, rather. Looked just like the thing she wears. Furthermore, it was a perfect fit.
It's a very sweet dress, Claudia. Thank you, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, one and all.
How are things at the Sky Ranch, Nicky? How's old Ben?
Oh, well enough, Clifford. Ben wanders through the empty rooms waiting for us all to get there.
Oh, goodness. Look at the light on your flowers, Dad. Just look at that garden.
I keep telling people they miss the best part of the evening when they sit indoors.
Golden and red and pink. And those deep, deep purples. Oh, Dad, you are a gardener. And isn't it hushed and quiet now? We saw Andy and the neighborhood youngsters on the way over, Cliff. And I was telling Nicky about our own childhood, when we used to play games in the twilight, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, I remember, Claude. It's a long way back.
You know, That's like an English sky tonight, like twilight over the meadows at Bedfordshire.
You detect a note of wistfulness, Cliff? England always begins to entice him again when he's been home in San Francisco for a little while.
Oh, nonsense, Claudia. I don't think Nicholas is ever homesick for England.
Hey, where's Joan?
Oh, she had a theme to write, and there's always something about a notebook. I don't remember that we were forever making notebooks in high school. Do you, Cliff?
Something hung over us. Maybe it was notebooks.
It was Latin, if I remember correctly. I can remember one time Clifford said dead languages were never deader than when he got to them.
Benny, Vidi, Ricky. I came, I saw, I was defeated.
Oh.
Well, I got through school, though. Got a diploma in my hot little hand. Yes, sir, I finished. Ben and I did a golf this morning. Played 9 holes, and I was so bad I just called it a day and came home.
Yes, Claudia, what have you done about Joan and that painter fellow? Creighton, what about him?
Henry, they'll tell us about that when they're ready to. You're prying.
I'm not prying, Fanny.
Of course not, Dad.
Oh, I'm curious, that's all. Is Joan enamored of the fellow? Nobody tells me. She runs off one evening to visit a painter in his Telegraph Hill studio, and that's the last I hear of. It's getting so nobody tells me anything, Fanny.
But, Dad, she came quite safely home. You knew that.
Yes, yes, but Hazel remarked a day or so ago, Hazel was telling me that you and Nicholas were actually thinking of engaging this man to paint Joan's portrait. Why, I couldn't credit my ears, Claudia.
We were going to, Dad, if that was what Joan really wanted.
Huh?
But it worked itself out, Father Barber. She's lost interest in the chap. Oh, yes, quite. Doesn't even care to have us refer to the incident.
So? Yeah. Yes, yes.
We don't know just what happened, Dad, except that Joe Creighton must have, well, he hurt Joan's pride, I guess. He treated her like a child and sent her home.
He can't be such a bad man, Claudia.
No, very talented, but most unpredictable person.
And 30 years old, so I understand. Yes.
Quite. And with paint under his fingernails and a rip in the sleeve of his overcoat, he put up a very shabby appearance, I must say.
What did Joan see in such a fellow?
Dad, when you're 18, a man of 30, and an artist. Oh, I can remember far enough back to understand that. Joseph Creighton was a pretty darn glamorous figure to Joan.
Well, there's nothing to be concerned about now, Father Barber. It was a passing fancy. I'm glad we kept hands off.
Yes.
Oh, really, Dad? It was one of those disasters that only happen in a parent's imagination.
Or a grandparent's.
Yes. And anyway, it's over and we can all forget about it. Nicky, come along, darling. On your feet.
Oh, no, no. Don't go.
I have a commitment, Father Barber.
Yes, this is a date. That's why I'm so dressed up. I was yearning for a gooey, fattening ice cream sundae. And I have a date at the drugstore with my husband.
Any of you like to come along? Cliff?
No. I've got to round up Andy after a while.
I wish you wouldn't go, Claudia.
Well, we promised Joan to be back early. Tell Paul we said hello. Where is he tonight?
Upstairs. Sits in his studio. Reads. Misses everything.
Come by now when you can. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
It's going to be dark before long. Good night.
Oh, it's so nice to see Claudia happy. Doesn't she look happy these days, Henry?
Yes.
Yeah, Claude's got a grip on life with both hands now.
She shouldn't be too sanguine about Joan, however. You mark my words about that.
Now, Henry.
Headstrong, Fanny. Joan always has been self-willed and headstrong. Now, she has never given up easily when she wanted something, and she won't now. If that painter was so interesting to her that she would run off and visit him in his studio, I wouldn't go along gaily assuming that that was the end of it. They're just sitting in a fool's paradise, that's all.
What's going on out here?
Oh, Paul.
Want to get in on a barbered clam bake?
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
Yes.
Sit down, Paul.
Yeah, I wondered where everybody was.
Well, it was so lovely this evening we came out here. You just missed Claudia and Nicholas. They stopped by for a minute.
Oh?
Start to get chilly before long, I imagine.
It's very pleasant right now, though. Great time of day to play Run, Sheep, Run.
Yeah, huh? We were talking about that when Claude was here.
You boys used to play that all the time when you were children. Remember, Henry?
Used to have to run all over the neighborhood looking for them.
That's what I'll have to be doing pretty soon, by the time I was getting any home.
Be playing Run, Sheep, Run?
I'm playing something. Ditch 'em, I think they call it.
Ditch 'em? What's that?
I don't know. You chase me, I chase you, I guess. I don't think kids like the games we used to play.
Yeah, always have to be shooting somebody. Blood and thunder. Can't play a wholesome thing like hide and seek. Oh, no, have to do something with violence in it.
Oh, I don't think kids are much different today than they ever were, Dad. They might have new heroes and new idols, but basically the kids are just the same.
Sure, they're good ones and bad ones. Always have been.
Yeah, that may be true, but we didn't have these vicious wolf packs, rat packs, running around wildly in automobiles and beating and maiming innocent people when I was a boy. We wouldn't have stood for such a thing.
Well, you're always talking about how much better things were when you were young. It wasn't perfect then either.
I didn't say it was perfect, but I maintain there's a maliciousness in the juvenile delinquent of today. They stop at nothing, not even murder. Well, you almost daily you see pictures in the paper of these youths handcuffed together, cigarettes dangling from their mouths and a smirk on their dissolute faces, completely without consciences.
They're evil and vicious, yes, but in most cases the pattern of their lives is set by their parents, Dad.
Yeah, most of them had two strikes on them from the beginning.
Yes, broken homes, easy divorce. But I've always contended, destroy the home and you destroy the whole structure of the nation.
Well, let's not spoil the evening by thinking about all that. Why can't we talk about all the good things we have to be thankful for? Well, there are millions of children like Andy who's playing out there someplace happy as a lark.
Oh, you said it, Mom. Cliff Barber's kid, the model for young America.
Well, Andy's a pretty good illustration of what we've been talking about.
Yeah, Andy?
Yeah, Mom says he's a happy boy now, but there was a time when he wasn't. He was on the way to being a mixed-up, lonely lad, searching desperately for a father and for love. Fortunately, he's found that now. You deserve full credit for giving it to him, Cliff.
Yes, sir.
But supposing he hadn't found it? Supposing he'd gone on groping and insecure, developing hates and resentments? Then what?
Why, Paul, you don't think Andy could have turned into one of those awful boys we've been talking about?
Yeah, my kid?
I'm not saying that at all, but in most cases, these kids are just insecure. They never got any real love, so they take their deep resentment out on society, on anybody. Then we have to lock them up as criminals.
Well, you certainly wouldn't want them running around loose so they could repeat their crimes, would you?
Or perhaps the answer lies in spending money on them earlier. Forestall the delinquency instead of spending it on institutions and prisons after they're already lost.
Sure, spend some of that dough educating parents. Took me long enough to get wise to myself about Andy.
Well, let me tell you about my kids now.
Oh, hi,
Jack. Oh, Jack, we didn't hear you.
Yeah, I stepped outside over home and heard voices out here, so I thought I'd come over and see what the big conference was all about.
Yeah, sit down, my boy.
Well, all right, Jack, sit down.
I'm going right back. Betty and I are going to the movies. She's changing her dress.
Well, you got lots of time then, sonny.
You're not kidding.
Well, if you had six children settled into bed, you'd find it isn't so simple, Clifford.
Don't tell me anything about the house across the hedge. I'm their official babysitter when Nicolette's not around. Is that right, Jack?
Sure are. Darn good one, too. Won't need you tonight, though. Well, Nicolette's there, and she's practically ordered us to go out. Anybody want to go with us to the movies? Sure got a lot of takers. I'm buying the tickets for anybody who come along. I'm fat, you know.
Well, don't let that raise you got go to your head, Jack.
Yeah, you better put that extra money aside for an emergency.
Oh, the emergencies have been popping up right and left ever since I got the raise, Dad. We've ordered an emergency electric dishwasher. Thinking about a new car, that's an emergency. Better need some emergency clothes and... Oh, let's see, there's a couple of other emergencies that have slipped my mind. But the offer for the movie still stands. How about it, Cliff?
No, I'm too comfortable right here on the old homestead, thank you.
Fred, you and Betty are going to have to go alone, Jack. It'll be a lot more fun. You can hold hands.
And don't think we don't.
Good. I hope you never stop.
Yeah. Well, I guess I better get back across the old hedge and hurry Betty up. Want to get in on the start of the second show.
Jack! Huh?
There's Nicolette. Yeah?
Betty's almost ready.
Okay, be right over. Huh? What do you know? Betty's almost ready.
Hiya, Nicolette.
Hello.
Hello, come on over.
What?
I'll tell her. Well, so long.
Yeah.
I'll send Nicolette over with the latest bulletin on the six beautiful daughters.
Jack and his daughters.
I'm going to send Nicolette over with the latest bulletin on them.
Now to be happy with the large family. Hi, Nicolette. Come and join the family party.
Yes, Nicolette.
This is quite a gathering. It's getting so dark, I couldn't tell who was here.
Here, have a chair.
Oh, no, I must go back. Jack and Betty are just about to leave, and the children won't be alone.
They'll yell if they want anything.
They can make themselves heard, all right.
Indeed, they can.
We tempting you, Nicolette?
Oh, it is so nice out here, but really,
Please
I can't
talk a while, my dear. I'll run over and save the children for you.
Oh, Mother Barber, I would not want
Nonsense. I'd love it. I haven't seen them all day. They still awake?
The triplets are asleep, but not the three older ones.
Well, I'll go up and tell them a story. My wrap's right there if it starts to turn chilly.
All right, Mother Barber. Thank you. I won't stay long.
Well, you don't need to hurry. Henry?
Yes?
Would you like to come over and tell the children goodnight?
No, I'm very comfortable, Fanny.
Well, don't stay out here too long.
Huh?
Well, it might get chilly.
Fanny, when it gets cold, I'll have sense enough to go in the house.
I wonder. I'll go along so Jack and Betty won't have to wait.
See you later, Mom.
Thank you.
Welcome.
To hear your mother talk, you'd think I didn't have sense enough to come in out of the rain. Couldn't have a balmier evening than this, and she wants me to get inside just in case it turns cold. Fanny gets some strange ideas at times.
Well, I think I'd better go round up my son and heir.
Oh, I heard Andy's voice down the block as I stepped out of the house, Clifford.
Yeah, he's right down the street, but he'll stay there to, like, yell for him to come home. So I walk out front and give him a yell. See you later, maybe.
Okay.
All right, Clifford.
Dad.
Yes?
Want to walk down the block while I get Andy?
No, I'm very comfortable, thank you.
Yeah. Well, okay, Dad.
Everybody's so restless. When I work, I like to work. When I relax, I want to relax. Can't combine the two. Now, that's one trouble with Clifford. He always wants to be on the move, but he never accomplishes anything.
I'm just going to get Andy, Dad. I don't think that's being particularly restless.
Yes, but my point's well taken, nevertheless.
Did you work hard in your garden today, Father Barber?
Gardening is never hard for me, my dear. There's a satisfaction and a joy one gets from working in the soil that is unlike anything else you can do. And when you see the flowers and all the wondrous things that come forth out of the earth as a result of your labors, you have a feeling that you are somehow in league with a higher being. Can you understand that?
Yes, indeed.
Andy! Oh, Andy!
Cliff calling Andy. That's a sad, good sound.
Doesn't it? Brings up memories of your own childhood.
Mm-hmm. Why is it that those memories are usually so tinged with melancholy, do you suppose? Or aren't yours?
Oh, yes.
We have so many happy moments to look back upon, but somehow when a sudden thought strikes you, reminding you of childhood, it's a thought of sadness. Why, I wonder?
I wonder, too. I know exactly what you mean. Could it be that as children, we have so many dreams and hopes that will never be answered fully?
Then our melancholy is a reflection more of our present frustration than of childhood unhappiness. We're getting pretty involved here, I'm afraid.
Yes, and we have been neglecting you shamefully, Father Barber. I am so sorry.
I found it very interesting. I believe I will go in now, however.
Oh, please, we will not be so thoughtless again.
Oh, no, it's beginning to grow a bit chilly. It just occurred to me.
That is growing chilly.
I was thinking about your mother. Yes, I'll leave you alone now.
I wish you wouldn't. It really is still quite pleasant.
I've been out here long enough. Enjoyed talking to you, Bruce.
We enjoyed your company, Dan.
Yes. It's grown quite dark. Good night.
Hi, Dan.
Good night. Oh, I'm so embarrassed, Paul. The way we left him out of the conversation. Do you suppose we hurt his feelings?
Oh, of course not. Mom made it so pointed about Dad leaving, he just happened to get it, that's all. Forget it.
And now everybody is gone but us.
Yep. Nobody but just us chickens.
And I think it's about time this chicken went to roost.
Oh, but it's so early.
I feel it's an imposition to leave Mother Barbara over there with the children any longer.
You're making excuses, young lady, and I'm protesting. Here, let me put Mom's wrap up around your shoulders so you feel more comfortable. There.
Thank you. That feels nice. Our cricket has stopped chirping.
Has he deserted us too?
Let's be quiet. Maybe he'll start again. No. Nothing but the gentle sound of the ocean off there.
It's very calm tonight. Hardly hear that.
No. Have you heard from Christine lately?
No, not for quite a while. Teddy saw her when she played in Nuremberg, you know that.
Yes, you told me.
Received another letter from Teddy today. She only saw Christine the one time. She was to go to Vienna, a few other places. Then, I believe, to London.
What a wonderful experience she is having, going to all those great cities.
Yes.
And Christine's brother, Rexford Frome, he is still with her?
I don't know. Teddy didn't see him. I asked her about it, and in the letter I got today, she said that Christine never once mentioned her brother.
But how strange, Paul.
Yes.
Well, surely he must be with her or Christine would have written you.
I imagine.
Whenever I look over at that big deserted house, I think of that strange, sinister man. The place has taken on a decadent look. Dark and somber and menacing. At night it seems to be standing there, lowering.
Yes. It's a monument to something that once lived and was beautiful and died. A monument without an epitaph, Nicolette. It's better there should be none. What inscription is there for a shattered memory?
As we all know, Jack Barber is up to his ears, being a father as well as a lawyer. Whenever he finds anything to make life safer for his six beautiful daughters, he becomes positively breathless.
Hi, listen to this.
Oh, Jack.
Hey, where's the fire?
Oh, Hazel, Cliff, where's Mom?
She's upstairs. What's eating you?
Yes, Jack, anything wrong over at your place?
On the contrary, I'm about to make to this family the most sensational revelation of the generation. No kidding. You say Mom's upstairs?
Got a sensation, he says.
Well, my goodness, don't keep us in suspense. What is it?
This time I am one up on this family. You know how set up what Mom was when she found out about Tabson? Well, today I discovered Bactine.
Oh, you mean...
Bactine? What is it?
Just the most amazing antiseptic discovery of our age, that's all. Made by Miles Laboratories, the same people who put out Tabson and Alka-Seltzer. Here, just read this.
Let's see. Bactine, startling new family antiseptic and household germicide. First aid for household injuries. Cuts, wounds, burns, scratches, heat rash, athlete's foot, sunburn, insect bites, poison ivy. A disinfectant for the sick room, so effective it can even be used to disinfect surgical instruments. Well, this is a discovery, Jack.
You bet. And don't forget, I discovered Bactine for this family. Just wait till I spring this on Mom. It's sensational.
It is sensational, Jack. Bactine, the new family antiseptic, is really remarkable. Never before have you heard of a product like this. Bactine is an antiseptic, bactericide, fungicide, and cleanser deodorant all in one bottle. You'll be reading about Bactine. You'll be hearing folks talking about Bactine. We who have tried Bactine are more than enthusiastic about it, and we want you to try it too. That's why we're making this special trial offer. Send 10 cents to Miles Laboratories, Department 1, Elkhart, Indiana, and they will send you a regular full 30-cent bottle of Bactine. Try it, and you'll agree that Bactine is truly the handiest bottle in the house. Remember that address. 10 cents to Miles Laboratories, Department 1, Elkhart, Indiana, for your trial bottle of Bactine. You've just heard Chapter 8, Book 74 of One Man's Family, written and produced under the direction of Carlton E. Morse for Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine pharmaceutical products for nearly three quarters of a century. Chapter 9, entitled Jack Overwhelms Betty, will come to you next week at this same time. Are you catching cold? Take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for cold and hay fever symptoms. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes. Tabsin helps relieve the aches and pains of a cold. Tabsin acts to reduce the fever of a cold. Yes, for more complete relief from your cold symptoms, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. And now the family invites you to stay tuned for the Quiz Kids, who follow immediately over most of these stations. One Man's Family comes to you from California.
Today, stay tuned for Mystery, The Big Guy and the Falcon on NBC.